WildTalkRadio.com. Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment. Wrestle Talk Radio.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
There comes a time in every friendship when you have to say, I never liked you, get lost.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
Is it getting chilly in here, or are you wearing an anatomically correct bra?
The Omega.
WNYX News Time, 1247, Mark 5-9. Tragedy struck today in Sector 9 as rebel terrorists blew up the Death Star, killing thousands. The fringe group of anti-Empire fanatics has claimed responsibility for the terrorist act. Fortunately, Lord Vader escaped without harm. Our hearts go out to the families of the victims.
Heartbreak Mike.
So when the party starts bouncing and the ladies start bumping, tighten up your flow with Rocket Fuel. Rocket Fuel malt liquor. Damn!
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
When I was a child, I thought as a child and spoke as a child. But when I became a man, I took that child out back and had him shot.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Happy trails, Spass.
WTR Sunday Night.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We are back from our holiday vacation.
Some of us had a holiday vacation.
Well, this show is back from holiday vacation.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And we have a loaded night. We have the best of 2017, our favorite matches, our favorite performers, and maybe a few least favorites here and there. And, of course, tonight is draft night, fantasy season 6. But we're going to hold up a little bit because we are absent one Tim Stein. But the rest of us are here and eagerly waiting. Eagerly. This is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
What's up, guys? Heartbreak Mike here. I'm not looking forward to this draft. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. Let's find out.
Little bit of a spotlight on you.
Yeah, a little.
He needs a big spotlight.
It's like this whole entire big old fog light. Like, hey, not saying, just saying.
Come on, you're due. This is your time.
But is it? Is it his time, though? All right, finish the intros. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
And, of course, since this is draft night, we are joined for a little bit anyway by the one and only from the rack, Lindsay Ward.
I'm here.
Welcome.
I'm live. I'm lost. This is not my show, but hi.
She's used to doing the introductions.
But trust me, we're all lost on draft night. That's how it goes. But welcome. Welcome.
Thank
you. We tried to clean the place up. It's still a wreck, but
looks good.
Mm-hmm.
The intern's been slacking on his cleaning on his cleaning duties.
Mm-hmm. He always slacks. He's such a slacker. He never does any work ever.
Yeah.
He's always taking that day off.
Mr. All Days Off.
All the time.
We're talking, of course, about the one and only Kane Kittens.
I want to thank the Foreign Press Academy for the Golden Globe for Best Intern. I've worked long and hard for... Oh, shit, it's the wrong show. Hi, guys.
You forgot a political speech in with that as well.
Intern Lives Matter?
Oh, my God.
I will accept
really?
That.
Really?
I will accept that.
Wow.
God, dude. Can we auto-draft him for that?
No, sadly, we cannot auto-draft him for that.
It'd probably be better than my actual draft, though.
Oh, God.
So yeah, as we mentioned, this is WTR tonight, by the way. Hope you're listening on TuneIn Radio, search Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have that app, you can listen anywhere you are, wherever you go, TuneIn Radio. The spotlight's on you, Mike. The big spotlight.
I know.
We've all won this thing, and you know, now you gotta step up and prove your worth, I guess?
Yeah, that.
I mean, last season looked to be your year.
It did, and then everyone quit.
You had Emma, and then you had Neville, which no one's heard from Neville in how many
months? No one's heard from Neville.
I mean, he's sort of just vanished off the face of this
and
earth.
And then Drew McIntyre got the boot.
Yeah.
Welcome.
He got hurt at the end.
Fuck off.
Wasn't going to stop him from dropping the belt like he did.
Woo.
That sort of didn't help you at all.
But hey, I kept AJ, and then Jinder and AJ, and then, yeah. And then Brock,
how much did his high-risk, high-reward hurt him?
He actually had, I think, for a while, he had the best one of them all, because he had Baron Corbin.
Until he dropped the U.S. title and got double loss for that.
He lost the points at the end with the... that was the last day hit where he dropped the bell.
That, yeah, that last day. Thank God.
That last day was not good for you. Made your score look really weak. So that's the deal tonight. We're going to do the draft here in a few minutes. We're waiting on Tim. He is doing parenting stuff at the moment. So he'll be joining us here in a bit. But I want to get Omega and Mike's impressions from this past Thursday morning of the match the world is talking about, Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho. I'll let Mike start first.
So we see by far one of the greatest matches to begin the year. Granted, we've all seen a lot of things in 2018 in the wrestling world. Who really thought, okay, I guess hell froze over with stuff. But never did you think that you would see Chris Jericho, Y2J Chris Jericho, in what I believe in a peak in his prime versus Kenny Omega. When I heard it, I was like, now we not that stupid. Then when I see the footage, I'm like, okay, Jericho must got that good contract. That's cool. So then just seeing how the story built up from attacking him in the ring to the press conference and then the match. It's fucking self. People going in, you know, the match didn't even start and then, oh, wait, sorry, I can't spoil it. 20 out of 20. 20 out of 20. Chris Jericho really did. He really did the damn thing and wow. But let this sink in. A United States championship was defended in Japan by two Canadians.
You bring that up. And the match technically was for that U.S. championship, but the match itself had nothing to do with the belt.
Oh, no, I know that, but no. It was just hilarious to me.
Oh, it's a great point, but it's more like the announcers barely mentioned it. They did not talk about a championship, so it's like a championship.
Oh, no, no, the match itself was way, way beyond being
Yeah, it was beyond the title. Beyond the title.
Yeah.
My point was going to be, did it really need to be a championship match then?
No, because everybody wins. Everybody wins.
At that point, it's like, you might as well be for the title.
Yeah. It was like, look, y'all niggas win. If it was up to me, y'all niggas would already be champion somewhere right now. What kind of you're already winning? Like, if I was a booker, and if I had to figure out the winner, I'd have been like, I don't give a fuck. I don't. I've always wanted this type of match. But if I got to do it, Kenny Omega retains. Just have fun. Just give me a couple lion tamers. Not to Walls of Jericho. Lion tamers.
Still blew. They blew that one. Kevin Kelly blew that one call.
He did.
Like, it's the young lion. Okay, he is the young lion in the lion tamer, but he goes, he's in the Walls of Jericho. You had the one line you could have used. Blew that one.
He wasn't thinking.
No, it wasn't.
He wasn't. And then those V triggers. Jesus Christ.
That's a hell of a lot of knee strikes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear the word V-trigger anymore. He said it like 1,000 times. I was over the word V-trigger by that point.
Drinking game.
There was at least 7 of them.
That's fine. You drink enough, you drink good enough liquor, you'd be drunk.
But it just
even if you drink bad liquor, you'd be drunk.
That's a valid point.
And there you go.
What do you think, Omega?
Personally, for me, like, I really did enjoy the match. I had a lot of fun watching it. Mm-hmm. For me, I could do without the brawling and the no DQ stipulation. I really wanted this to be just straight up pure wrestling ability, like we've seen out of Omega for all of 2017 against Okada.
The first one or the second one?
Any.
All right. I'll allow it.
Yeah, fill in D, all of the above. I didn't need the weapons. I didn't need the brawling outside. You know, it's fun, but I don't think it's the best way to showcase these two in a dream match against each other. And that said, parts of the match I love the most is just seeing an old school heel Jericho, where he grabs one of the photographer's cameras and just puts the middle finger up and just starts taking pictures of his middle finger. I love that.
He went, "Oh, I'm no longer in PG world. This finger kind of worked." I think the reason for the no DQ stip, and this goes, and you just look at the shape Chris Jericho came into. He's not the same guy he was, say, a year ago, shape-wise. He's been doing a lot of partying, is the best way to put it.
A lot of partying.
you could tell he's no longer in prime Chris Jericho shape. And I think the brawling kind of helped him in that manner. Because I don't think at this stage of the game, he's, what, 47? Expecting him to go a half hour or more like they did in a traditional wrestling match, I don't think would work for him at this age. And that's not taking away from the match. It's just, you look at Jericho now, what he was, and you just see what the result is. I want to ask this point. So, the match was big. It was Chris Jericho and Kenny Omega. It's a huge match. It's Chris Jericho going to Japan, somewhere he hasn't been in, I don't know, 20-something years. First match outside WWE in, what, 19 years? Is the reason it was big enough because Chris Jericho had so much success before leaving WWE this last run? Say, give it 2 years ago when he was just coming back and fighting AJ Styles, would that matchup have been as big a deal as it was now?
I don't know. I don't have much answer for that.
It's something to think about, because it got a big deal because Jericho left WWE a really huge star. He was at a peak. But when he came back 2 years ago, he just sort of was just a guy at that
point. Well, it's Jericho. They said it during the match, is that he's the master of reinvention. You know, and he had a run where he came back and he's basically just doing old Jericho shtick.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's fun, but at the same time, Jericho's at his best when he's trying out different things. You know, okay, this last run with Kevin Owens is this kind of smarmy heel. He worked really, really well. Yeah. You know, his previous gimmick of calling out the crowd and just being very deadpan evil worked really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just when they want him to do nostalgia runs, it's just like, yeah, did that.
Now, I'll ask this. Are we excited to see Jericho do more with New Japan?
As soon as he gets rid of the party weight, yes. Because well, he's rocking the big gold world heavyweight title weight Jericho.
The vodka drinking Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know he's sticking around because he has already set up his next feud.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for that. Oh my god.
Like, I think it does him nothing but good just to be able to get out there and show what he can do outside of WWE's highly structured style. You know, not only in the terms of in-ring performance, but just as a showman. It's not just out of it's both out of the PG era and out of the, you can't do this move or this move or this move or this move or this move.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have lawsuits and we have schedules and we need you on the road 300 days of the year and you can't do anything that's really, you know, really flashy or risky. This Jericho's unbound and we haven't seen that in ever.
Do we expect this one more match and that's it? Or do we actually expect him to go full time-ish with New Japan?
Full time is,
okay, part time with New Japan?
Yeah,
stand by my statement.
I think he'll show up for all the big shows. And yeah, I'm excited to see what he does. I want to see him in a full fledged feud, not just a big hype up with a couple of jumped attacks here and there. Like a genuine build up and genuine feud.
So we don't expect him to show up at Raw 25 then?
Probably not.
Mm-mm. Well, never say never.
With him, but who else do we expect to be at Raw 25?
Well, you only know a few right now. And I don't mean just Undertaker. I mean, we got, like, The King and
JR.
JR. They're confirmed.
Kevin Nash.
Yeah, Nash is confirmed.
Wait, Taker's going to get up off his couch?
Yep. He's officially going to say, yeah, I retired. Then, of course, you know, Super Cena's going to be like, no.
Do they have to? Do they really have to?
Well, you know what?
I get that, but they had the opportunity to do it last year. He wanted to do it last year.
Yeah, but, you know, he loves...
he's 50, what, 53?
He loves him some Vince.
He has to fully strip in the ring in WrestleMania this year to signify retirement.
Oh my God, no. Please, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. As much as I love the man, no.
Then next year they're going to drag him out of retirement again. He's going to have to stand there and strip the skin off his bones.
I mean, I was watching WrestleMania last year and I was just joking, yeah, take it all off. And for a second it looked like he was going for his pants. I was like, wait, no.
Oh,
your kid is front row!
So we know Taker, we know Shawn, we know Nash, who just had, what, knee replacement?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he'll make that.
When is Raw 25?
The 6 days before the Rumble.
Trish Lita.
Yeah, Trish and Lita, I'd like to see.
They're going to announce that they're going to be in the Royal Rumble.
I don't think any of that comes as announcement. I think just, you know, 3, 2, 1. No, yeah, 3, 2, 1, bam, and then the music hits.
Absolutely.
They always love to do those surprise entrance.
But That would get a bigger pop. But I would announce a couple of them.
Yeah, I would too.
Because I want one more shot at WrestleMania. Why not? You got people there.
Well, yeah. It's not just that. This is historic. Like, the girls who are in this match never entered WWE or entered the world of professional wrestling thinking, I'm going to be in the Royal Rumble someday, because when they started, it wasn't even on the table. You know, Trish had an entire career where that was not an option.
Right.
So, you know, anyone who's left over is going to be just, you know, so eager to actually give this a shot. Just so they could say, I was in the first Women's Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I would try. So you don't announce everybody, but I would get a couple of the bigger names, go, okay.
Sable.
Beth.
Sable. Sable, really?
Hey, look, anything's possible. This is the first ever women's Royal Rumble, and you really think they ain't gonna pull all the stops?
I want Karma to come down and stare down Nia Jax.
Oh!
Dude!
Hold on, here we go. Karma, Nia,
Braun.
You know the sad Braun part is, just for comedy,
he's got the titties for it.
Just for Santina.
Eh.
There was part of me that was actually thinking, it's like, man, how's Ellsworth going to figure out how to win this historic women's match?
Santina. Tori Wilson.
She is a 50-1 odds to win.
Okay, wait.
I wasn't talking about the win, man. With that, I was talking about who's going to be there.
No, I know that, but I saw the odds for, like, who are people making guesses for, and she still has the longest odds, 50-1.
Stacy Keibler.
Don't think they can get her back.
I got one. Sister Abigail. You just push Bray out there and drag. It'll be
Go
fine.
Go find the corn.
Lindsay, why did you open that door?
Because I can.
Just, no, close it. Close it quick.
Wait, you don't want to see Bray in a dress?
No, we were spared that.
She's only 38. I would. Sorry.
Who? Who?
Stacy.
She came in very young, so yeah. That,
yeah.
38. That's all right.
It's attitude era. And
yeah.
We get Kelly squared.
I would assume we're getting Kelly.
Yeah.
She getting divorced, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yep.
Good job, Lindsay.
You're welcome.
Fine.
Maria.
No, she's pregnant.
She's pregnant.
She's pregnant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Candice Michelle.
She's pregnant.
No.
She retired.
Oh, no, she officially retired. That's right.
But we could get a different Candice. We could get a Candice LeRae.
Woo!
I think everybody would be like,
You have more of a shot at getting Candice Michelle in that Rumble than you do Candice LeRae.
Candice LeRae.
I don't know.
Basically saying neither is going to happen.
Christy Hemme just popped, so she's available.
She had surgery. I don't think she'd be ready.
Like, literally surgically move 4 children from her body. You can't recover that fast. Who?
Victoria. She's possible.
Caitlin's
training again.
There's been talks.
She's,
she doing the Rumble or is she going to return?
I don't know, but she's doing an indie show on beginning of February, so
Uh-oh.
You put the pieces together there.
Right.
What about Toni Storm?
No. Mm-mm. It'd be cool, but no, she's not big enough name for it.
Malina.
That's an interesting name.
Does she still have baggage?
But one night, you can forgive baggage for one night?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
How about Mrs. McTaker?
I think that's a given.
Yeah, that at Layla.
I don't expect Layla.
Lay Cool versus Divas of Doom. I'm sorry. You think we not gonna pass that up? Come on, guys.
I would love to see that just so Lay Cool could stand there, like get one elimination together and start bragging like it's the biggest thing. And there's all four horsewomen just walking up behind them, just waiting.
Oh my gosh.
No, you're okay. No more Divas. We actually kick ass now.
Right. Well, if that's the case, the four horsewomen on one corner, Lita, Trish, Ivory, and Jacqueline on another corner.
It'd be cool, but I don't know if they're going to be able to get them all.
I mean, I know, but Jazz, Jesus, what is she doing nowadays?
Rodney?
You know what? Don't answer that. Rodney.
What about Alundra?
Up in the 50s, she's kept in good enough shape.
Doesn't have to take much of a bump. Can be in there for nostalgia.
Who?
Alundra Blaze.
I think she just had surgery of some sort. I think she had shoulder surgery. I know she had surgery of some sort.
What's Terry Reynolds doing? Never mind. You know what? Don't answer that.
She's doing some con in a couple weeks or something like that.
Nydia.
Oh God, no!
The fans would go, who? And not New Day, Loud Who. There would be like three people in Philly going, who?
Now you're scraping the bottom of the barrel there.
Look, you gotta do what you gotta do. Where's my Nydia? I'm just saying.
Well, Ashley, if you're gonna, you want concrete tits back?
Oh God! There's so many possibilities in this Women's Royal Rumble. Let's just hope they make the right decision. Wait, never mind. We're screwed.
Well, I feel like they're going to fill out a lot from NXT, and then they're going to have a couple big surprises. But they've got enough.
Well said. Nah, I'm good, fam.
Well, but I mean, they'll probably get Lita to come back for one. They could get Michelle McCool to come back. You know, they might get Beth to come back because she's commentating the
Mixed Match Challenge.
Thank you. So they could convince her one night only, get in the ring, let your kids see.
Really? Yeah.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, yeah, she's doing commentary. They brought her back into the fold.
And she's been back in the gym lately, so...
Yeah, you put two and two together.
And her daughter is probably old enough now that it's, hey, you want to see mommy wrestle?
Yeah, this is goal for them.
Yeah. You're not going to see dad, so you might as well.
Wow, I can't believe I'm about to say this. Vicky?
No.
She was never a wrestler.
I mean,
keep in mind, whoever they put in here...
Okay.
Whoever they put in this match has to... convincingly go over the top rope to be eliminated.
Stephanie McMahon, the Bellas.
I think a Bella. I don't know if both Bellas.
No.
I honestly don't know about Steph.
I don't feel like Steph has a place in it just because she's a woman in the company.
It would feel that's what I was going to say. It would feel out of place with the roster that we have.
If it feels out of place,
put herself in.
It feels out of place with her.
With the Royal Rumble.
It feels out of place with her role with the women's division as this kind of champion of the women's movement in wrestling.
Yeah, it seems a little, like, I could see them doing it just for to have Steph in the Rumble just so she can be a part of it, because I'm sure she's just as excited, but it's also, it would be a huge misstep, I think, to have her be in it, because it's like, this is an opportunity for a lot of the female talent that are currently on the roster, that are on NXT, that were in the Mae Young Classic, that are coming in from outside, wherever, that you could give that spot to someone else that's not Stephanie McMahon.
And then, you know what I just thought about? There's one person who I forgot, and they've been teasing it, even though she's not in. This may be a good way for her debut. Ronda Rousey.
Maybe.
That's
as much as I hate to say that, I gotta really think about it.
Reportedly, she's filming a movie at the time of the Rumble.
Oh, thank God.
But,
I ain't no buts. Mm-mm. Well, if the Hardy Boys can do a ROH show Day before Mania.
The day of WrestleMania.
Was it the day of WrestleMania?
No, it was the night before, and then they did an autograph signing.
I was about to say.
They threw a party in conjunction with, but yeah.
I understand the name value of it, I just don't know for the first one to bring her in for it.
True.
I know it would set up the Mania plan, I know that... Yeah, it would draw a lot of eyes to it, but also, I think if you were going to do it, you advertise it as opposed to having her as the shock reveal.
Yeah.
Because that way you go, she's going to be in this, everyone watch, and that's how you get the eyes to it. But again, for the very first one, for this historic one, I just don't know if there's room for it.
I mean, but you're going to have, like, if she just shows up at the Rumble, you know how many people are going to tune in to Monday Night Raw?
True.
Sarah Del Rey. Fuck off, Omega.
That is what he shared with me.
There's just things I find.
All right, so...
Damn it. Scott! God damn.
The accuracy, though.
Oh, yeah. I know.
That's the sad thing.
All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to draft.
Are we going to have a Tim?
Come back. We're going to draft.
Draft.
And
If he's not here, he gets auto-drafted.
The draft starts when we come back, with or without. This is WTR Sunday Night.
Love to be beside you, the way you smell, the way your lips feel. Fingernails, the way your fingers crawl up my spine, the way you always make me the last in line.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply thebomb.com.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns.
Maybe I have one more ass kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means... Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer.
Business is about to pick up here.
And you're tuned in to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's going to be a slumber knocker.
Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, wait a minute.
Isn't that my line? No, it's not your line. Hold on. Auto pick selects for Tim Stein goes to...
Heath Slater.
Wait, whoa, no, you guys. I don't think so.
No, you made it just in before the buzzer.
Fuck. Oh, is that why you're all saying shucks?
They wanted an auto draft for you.
They weren't saying shucks. They said fuck. Oh, I sweared!
All right, it's 2018, and Tim finally swore on a webcast.
For the first time this year.
For the first time this year.
For the first time this year, yeah. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Fuck.
Hi.
You can see who was happy Tim's here and who wasn't. Mike
was biggest disappointment of the year was Tim Stein. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. I hope you all had a happy fucking Christmas and Hanukkah and shit.
Yeah. Mazel.
Mazel fucking Tov, bitch. Tim's... Is that Jobber?
No.
Okay.
He's not here. You helped celebrate 20 days of Jobber. You talked about Boxing Day.
Did I talk about Boxing Day? I don't remember. I was boxing drunk.
Well, yeah, sort of. It's Canada's national pastime.
Talked about how it was our Black Friday before Black Friday. Before we took over that shopping day.
Indeed. Okay, so we're going to get into it now. This is the WTR Fantasy Draft Season 6. You should all know how this goes by now. We each get 10 people. We go in order. The order was selected earlier today. It's up available at youtube.com/rockradioshow. The first pick and the first round are keeper picks, so everyone gets to keep one person from the respective team. Omega was the winner last year, but Tim gets the first pick, so he has to make his keeper from last year for his first pick. Tim, what's your first pick?
My first pick would be for the next one that will take place after WrestleMania, that the keeper pick is not included in the picks. It's just the extra bonus round.
Who is your keeper?
My keeper will be Asuka.
Lindsay, who is your keeper?
Boo-boo.
Omega, your keeper
I don't
is...
even put him on my lists anymore. Right, <and I.
laughs> Omega, who is your keeper?
My golden ticket, Roman Reigns.
That's a shocker.
I am keeping Braun Strowman. The intern's keeping who?
Shinsuke.
Mike is keeping?
Of course, AJ Styles.
Okay. Now, Tim, your first pick in the draft is who?
I'm thinking that I want to pick somebody, and that somebody is going to be somebody that's going to get me in a lot of trouble.
He does this every goddamn time.
Well, I'm not picking Baron Corbin, so quit whistling.
Okay.
I'm gonna pick Alexa Bliss.
There you go, Alexa Bliss. Off the board. Lindsay, who you got?
Legend Brothers.
Omega.
God damn it, they were very high on my list. Give me the New Day.
Poor Mike's getting absolutely ransacked here.
I'm taking Shayna Baszler.
God.
Son of a bitch.
Intern?
Undisputed Era.
You bitch.
Bastard.
Mike, you get two picks in a row. Go.
Give me Aleister Black. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go with Charlotte.
Okay. Intern?
Okay.
I fucking hate you, just so you know this.
Samoa Joe.
You son of a bitch.
Take this, son of a bitch.
Lars Sullivan. Omega.
Absolution.
Okay.
Did anybody have them last time?
No.
They weren't there last
time. They weren't. They never exist. They didn't exist.
That's what I thought.
Lindsay.
Johnny Gargano.
You bitch.
Oh, it stings so good, doesn't it?
We're rating NXT right now.
Mike. And I've seen the taping, so I know.
Oh, now, now y'all niggas want to get NXT. Oh, okay.
I just love it when Mike goes all ghetto on us like that.
I feel like the rage is building inside of him.
Hey.
It'll happen. It'll happen.
It's building. It's not there yet. All right, Tim.
Kevin Owens.
And?
Oh, I get two picks?
Yeah, that's how Snake Draft works.
Oh, okay. I also, shit, I wasn't prepared for two picks in a row. Bobby Roode.
I hate you, just so you know this.
Okay.
Lindsay.
John Cena.
You can't see that pick coming.
Stole my sleeper pick.
Omega.
Finn Balor.
Aw, I'll miss him.
Who'd attack? Let's go with... Take the Riot Squad.
I forgot the riot thing.
Intern.
Where the hell's
Burn riot? It down.
You said who?
Burn it down.
So Kane.
Seth Rollins.
Mike.
Let's go with the Usos and Gallows and Anderson.
Intern.
You know, I'll go Irish wifey, Becky.
She just came back too. Good shit.
Let's take Naomi. Mm-hmm. Omega.
God, I was just thinking about her.
Mm-hmm.
I was also planning to pick her.
Who had her?
Well, okay, sorry.
The Miz.
Fuck.
Lindsay.
Nikki Bella.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Tim.
Sanity.
Forgot about those fuckers.
You're forgetting about the factions, man.
And
I want to pick somebody else. Go ahead.
That's how it works.
It is how it works, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing's guaranteed is I won't pick Neville. So give me Brock Lesnar.
Hmm.
Lindsay.
Sasha Banks.
All of my hate.
All of your rising. Love, all your hate, all your rage.
Omega.
God, who are they going to do something with? Because I have this list of pre-prepared stuff that I wanted to take, and it's already getting there. You know what? Let's try Baron Corbin.
Big oily, big breakfast.
Big oily.
Kurt Angle.
What?
Is he even on my list?
He wasn't on anybody's list.
He's on the roster.
He's on
Where?
The roster. He's on the roster.
Not on the list you gave
not
us.
Not on this list you gave us. That nigga is not on this on this list.
But Titus O'Neil's on there twice.
He's been an active competitor.
Go fuck
Rock, I do have to admit, you stole my probably round 8 pick right there.
Alright, intern.
I'm going to go with Miss Money in the Bank.
Carl, if I find you, I will bury you.
Bring it.
Hey, who's got Charlotte? I forgot.
I do.
Okay.
Mike, go.
Two picks.
Oh, I will bury you so badly.
Thanks, Triple H.
You know what? Delete.
All right. You get both of them.
I know.
Just so you're aware. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they're really not going to. Okay. Does the mixed match challenge count?
If you would look at your sheet.
If I would look at my sheet.
Blah, yes.
And you can see under points.
Points, 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 points. Woohoo! Okay. A. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I screwed that big time. We're not like most girls.
Okay. Brant.
AOP.
Saved my ass last time.
Yeah, you know me.
Lindsay, I know.
Good call.
Yeah.
That leaves it up to me.
Oh, son of a bitch! Oh, son of a...
Delayed?
Where did that come from?
He just looked at the spoilers, I think.
No, I didn't even look at the... Oh, son of a bitch.
He looked at something.
I'm going iconic duo. Omega.
Hideo Itami.
Who does he have against in NXT TakeOver?
Who, Hideo?
Yeah. Doesn't he have somebody?
He's on 205 Live.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I'm kind of mad at you, Omega.
Kinda?
Kinda. I had Hideo, and I was hoping that I could sneak through and get him again.
No, he's the new debut, so he's nice and shiny.
Shite. Why, I was hoping that he'd sneak through.
Lindsay?
You know what? I'm going to take a risk. Tommaso Ciampa.
Who? I deleted
just,
the list.
Just so you know, good call.
Yeah.
Tim?
Is it time for Nettie to come home?
It may be time for Nettie to come home.
Time for Nettie to come home.
So bring her home.
I pick Nettie.
And who else do you pick?
I pick also Ember Moon.
Bitch.
Don't call her that. I like the tontac she wears.
To be fair, Rock, you left her off the list too.
Yeah.
Yeah, she
that was going to be my next pick, goddammit.
Son of a bitch.
She was left off by accident last time and never put back.
Wow, rude.
Lindsay.
Shane McMahon.
Oh, if we're doing this.
Really? Wow, okay.
Don't you do it. I swear I'll come to Florida and kill you.
It's main event. It's WrestleMania season, Omega. Anything's possible.
Don't you do it. I swear I'll stalk you square in the face.
He gonna fall down dead.
Points bitch. I need a points bitch. Fucker shows up every week. 1 point.
I will Who's stalk your points, square bitch? In the face.
Who's your points bitch?
Shane McMahon shows up every week. 1 point. Oh, no, that-
Not you, the next pick. Because that's why you pick Shane. He's your points bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Omega.
No, it's Omega.
Who's you Omega's points bitch?
Omega, you do it. I swear I'll sock you square in the face.
What do
you
do think it. I want to see blood.
What do you think I'm going to do?
It's WrestleMania. I swear I'll sock you square in the face.
Look, I got my WrestleMania pick, okay? Started with him. That's all I really need.
Roman going to die. Anyway.
Oh my god.
Kairi Sane.
No!
Damn it.
Huh.
Ronda Rousey.
Oh, he's going there.
And nigga, we gonna fight.
And again, she's not on the list!
She's not on the list.
You can't pick Ronda Rousey. She's not on the list. That's just wrong. She's technically not even in the WWE.
I swear you've got your own little list that you're keeping of all the shit that's not on our sent out.
Rock, should I do it?
Do it.
Should I do it?
Do it.
I talk you square in the face.
I have three words to say. # triple H movement.
That's kind of four words.
It's technically, it's five. Not a word.
Well, then technically H isn't a word either. It's a letter, so you're two. You still can't count.
Fuck it. He's drafted.
At the end of the day, you might as well be a referee in some sports ball, because you can't count.
Mike?
Yes.
What was that?
Yes.
And?
Oh, I was kidding with that. The hell with that.
He's drafted now. You can't get rid of him.
No, I really couldn't. Ooh. First pick will be Velveteen Dream.
Mm-hmm. No.
And my second team member. Fuck. Anybody pick? Nah, he's gone. Wow. And he's injured. He doesn't matter. He's getting over, though. Anybody pick Sami Zayn?
Not yet.
Nope. Is that where you're going?
I am going to go with Sami Zayn.
The intern goes.
Your NXT champion, Andrade Cien Almas.
The fucked up part is he's going to keep it until WrestleMania.
Do I do it or not?
I don't know. It depends on what you're planning on doing.
He's going the Mania route.
He is. Oh, I swear I it stopped dead in the face.
Last week, last year it wouldn't have worked.
Last year it wouldn't. Well, I don't.
Go for it. I dare you. But don't do it.
You want to see his skin fall off? Go ahead.
I'm guaranteed at least 1 point. So the fucking Undertaker.
What, Rock?
The fucking Undertaker. I'm getting one.
Welcome to Mania season officially, y'all.
We're in Mania season.
People out there want to fuck with our game. I'm just going to fuck with the game.
You're just upset about your football team.
No, not my football team's in the playoffs. Anyway.
Yeah, until the next game.
We'll see.
How about them Cowboys?
You keep having the... It's not the Cowboys, it's the Falcons. And good fucking luck with that.
Yeah. Omega?
Yeah, no, that was a dig at Brent, by the way. Just how about them Cowboys?
Rock, how many picks left?
Two for you.
Let's run a gamble again. Mojo Rawley.
I was just thinking about him.
Yeah, he's doing really good for himself.
You're 2018 Andre the Giant Memorial Battle winner.
You know what?
Tim?
Yes?
Your final two picks are who?
Wait.
Lindsay?
Oh, Lindsay. My bad. Yeah.
Yeah. You asshole.
Like, not jump Lindsay because, you know.
Wow.
I used to get yelled at from Omega all the time.
Wow, Rock just jumped right over her.
Wow.
I was too far.
That's your co-host, man.
I don't like you anymore, God. You know what? I'm going to make a PowerPoint of this just so I can outline how mad I am at you, and I'm going to get Mr. Gulak to help me.
Okay. Tim, now you get two picks.
Wait a minute. What did I miss?
Drew Gulak's famous for PowerPoints. That's the whole gimmick.
Gotcha. Okay. I should have known that. But Cassius Ohno.
Oh, no.
And your last pick is who?
Wait, what did you say?
Your last pick will be...
Oh, okay. Shut up. I'm picking. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Don't want. Do I have all the required already that I'm supposed to pick?
You should keep track of that.
Yes.
Yeah, Brent, you should shut the fuck up. Okay, so this is like my free pick, my last pick. Shit. I had three, and I've been eliminating as you guys have been picking, and I'm just trying to check to see if any of them are still available.
There are quite a few people still available.
There's a lot still available, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sort of semi-surprised, but...
It turns out it's a big roster when you put four shows together.
Yeah. Shit.
I'm going to pick The Bar.
I forgot all about them.
Lindsay, your final pick is who?
Roderick Strong.
I will hang you.
Oh, my.
That's vicious.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what today is?
Is it Rusev Day?
It's Rusev Day.
That mixed match challenge is going to go great for you, Omega.
I don't care. Top merch seller.
That nigga going places.
He is going places. I mean, if we're going to fuck with the game, we might as well completely fuck with the game, Daniel Bryan.
Wow.
I was wondering.
You ass bag.
That is a points bitch right there.
I'm going to Philly.
Are you entering the Rumble?
What, Rumble's in Philly this year? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fuck, they'll all eliminate themselves, just get the hell out of town.
That's where the booing of Roman started. All right, in turn.
1 millimeter.
Yay,
Team Canada.
I'm torn between two people because I realized I'm a little light on SmackDown here.
Are you?
Well, you can't pick Daniel Bryan.
I've got two women from SmackDown. I have the one guy. I have two guys from SmackDown. Got three people from NXT.
Bitch.
Screw it. I'll go with the lesser of two evils. Randall, Keith, Orton.
And Mike?
New Japan does not count for points, does it?
No.
Fuck.
You and I would be the only ones who could make any picks.
Kenny Omega. Oh, wait a minute.
If something happens between now and the Royal Rumble.
Spoiler alert.
Listen, if AJ can do it.
Spoiler alert.
Nah, fuck that.
Jinder Mahal still out there.
Yeah, I know.
That's almost who I went with.
Yeah, I know, and he's gonna stay there.
Jinder Maninda.
But then the Singh brothers would give me points out the ass because they're scapegoats.
But if we remember back the last few months, they were in matches and lost. So are they really points?
I was gonna say they get put into handicap matches and still lose.
Yeah, so that's why they suck. I'm not picking them, bitches. Wow. There is actually.
There's Jason Jordan still hanging out there. Oh, it's true. It's true.
It's damn true.
Oh, no, it's false. Damn false.
Falsies.
Dwayne Johnson. Shit.
Oh, I just thought someone that was still out there.
Are you making that official?
No, fuck no. That'd be a good WrestleMania moment. Fuck you bastards for taking Roderick Strong.
Only one of us took him.
Fuck y'all niggas. You know what? Give me... Nope, Andrade's gone. Fuck!
Yep.
Ono's gone. Son of a bitch.
You got, like, the entire 205 Live roster.
I think me and Lindsay are the only ones who took anyone from 205 Live.
I was going to keep Hideo, but somebody stole him from me.
And you know
what? He wasn't yours to keep.
I had him last time.
This is what I've gambled.
You could have kept him.
I was hoping to sneak him in, but no. Somebody had to notice him. Because he's all shiny.
Let's go with... Jesus. All right. Cedric Alexander.
And there's the draft for 2017. Oh, wait. It's not over.
Oh, no. Now what?
Omega.
So it's going to be nice and simple. Don't worry.
Something else you guys.
Nothing you really have to worry about. This is something I call blind Mark's bluff. Congratulations. You get an 11th pick.
Yay!
I think.
But you don't get to make it.
Oh, shit.
Everyone gets a random pick of whoever is left. And we don't get to find out who it is until it's all over.
What?
Somebody ain't gonna make it.
Now,
and how are you randomly picking these mofos?
It's gonna be everyone who's left on the list, minus the dead weight, anyone injured or off TV for a long time. So
that's half of 205 Live roster.
It's a bunch of the NXT roster too.
Uh-huh.
Dead weight, huh?
Yeah. So everyone's gonna get someone that will affect their points.
Good or bad.
They don't know how.
But they will. This will be randomly drafted by Lone Jobber, and we'll have the result. And then you'll either get a lot of points, or you may lose a butt.
You never know, that big ascension push right around the corner.
Could happen. You could get someone good. There are people out there that are still really good.
Yeah, look, Dolph Ziggler's right there.
Jinder Mahal could be your next United States champion.
MVP of your team? No way, Jose.
These are all things possible.
Hey, look, Ty Dillinger is doing heel in the house shows now. Like, they're getting ready for something with him. You don't know.
You don't.
We have a current champion who didn't get picked.
How you doing?
A couple current champions.
Because no one wanted to touch that dumpster fire.
No.
So there you go, folks. That's the 27 season 8, or yeah, season 6. I don't know. I'm looking at too many things. Season 6, WTR Fantasy here for 2018.
Read your notes, damn it.
I'm doing many different things. Lindsay, tell us where we can hear you next.
Well, I'll be on the Rob Post Show Monday night, 11-ish, right here on wildtalkradio.com, but I also do this little thing called The Rack, Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern. Tune in, check it out. Rock and I, we talk all kinds of crap, so you may want to listen. Just a thought.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Brent. There's an injury replacement. If you're a wrestler is out for more than 4 weeks, you have the option of replacing that person.
One time only.
With that, Tim.
Also, they get fired immediately.
Yeah. Same thing. Tim, send us a break.
Everybody listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, simulcast live on the TuneIn app, downloading for free. And while you're doing that, we're going to take a break and come back right after these messages.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
That was just recently.
It was this past Sunday. It's a plug into a segue.
Hey, wait. Give me a minute. I got another call. Give me a minute. I'll be right back.
Really?
Come on, now. Man.
Tell us how you really feel, Rob.
Like, if I was driving right now, I'd probably wreck into a tree. Everybody just stop what they're doing, and we'll just have to wait. That's all.
Los Matadores versus the Real American. You all
I'm
pick...
I'm going with that. Never mind, sorry. We're not making predictions. I see them too in action, and I was, like, all excited. Oh, that's so funny. Not that I didn't expect that.
No.
Somehow.
No. as luck would have it, I believe Los Matadores won.
Yep, and see if I seen them face a couple of Mexican guys on main event, and they were pretty good. I would have picked them if I had seen them. I would have. They were Tito Santanas. That's what they were. They're the new Tito Santanas.
New tweet posted live on CB Radio. Subway picking an event that already happened. Let's see how he does. Can't be worse.
But I mean, that pick, I was going to make picks that I've already made picks on. I bet you my picks would have been different, too.
All right. The team's titles on the line. AJ Lee versus Brie Bella. Who do you pick?
Oh, I picked Brie Bella. I do remember that.
You do? Brie Bella lost the match with Ace and Rob picked Brie. Sub, you picked AJ Lee.
Oh, my God. Get the fuck out. I believe you changed to Cancer Rock. Oh shit, well that's one for me because I'm sticking to my original pick.
Jay was completely in the garbage. Thank you.
I told you I'm my own worst enemy.
I'm coming. Just like bump my HP up to like almost full health now.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin', as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE.
Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
See, I just can't stand.
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
That really move him. I said she.
Tell me where to go, tell me what to do. I'll be right there for you. Tell me what to say, no matter if it's true. I'll say it all for you, for you.
I used to be the type of kid that would always think the sky is falling. Why am I so differently wired? Am I a Martian? What kind of twisted experiment am I involved in? Cause I don't belong in this world. That's why I'm scoffing at authority, defiant often. Flying off at the handle at my mom. No cat, so I am non-compliant at home.
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Real Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's 2018. And that's all I got.
But how was 2017?
2017 can suck a dick as far as I'm concerned.
But in wrestling.
2017 can suck a dick as far as I'm concerned.
This was called, hey, let's look back at 2017, shall we, everybody?
2017. Shit happened. We watched. We bitched. We complained. We went, wow.
And we went, God damn it, not gender again.
Some people did.
So, where do you want to start, Tim, in our year in review?
Well, why don't we start reviewing the year? That was helpful. Thank you for that.
I'm trying. Fuck it. So the biggest story in pro wrestling this year.
You just like walk right over. I mean, Jesus Christ, you know, like, okay, you know what? Go ahead. Fine.
Biggest story in wrestling this year was what, Omega?
I think that has to go to Jericho showing up in New Japan.
That was huge. That was huge.
It's hugely shocking. You know, I feel like I say this at some point. You know, it's one of those things you don't expect to ever see again. You know, it's AJ Styles at WrestleMania. It is Sting walking out on a WWE broadcast. You just don't get shock moments like that that we used to get like once a month in the Attitude Era with everyone jumping between WCW and WWF. And it's Jericho. It's a company guy. It's the guy who, refused, the same kind of contracts and light schedules that pulled in, Sting to TNA, turn all that down because he's sticking with the WWE. He's stuck with WWE for all the time. And he's one of those guys I respect so much for coming back when he doesn't have to. He's doing fine on his, you know, he's doing fine on the music career. He doesn't need to come back and wrestle, but he does it because he's still really fucking good.
And he's
still passionate about performing. So to have him show up in a place where he, you know, that's not WWE, plain and simple. Just, I never, ever would have expected anything like that.
Mike, what do you think the biggest story this year was?
I mean, he kind of took it right out of the mouth. Jericho going to New Japan, and then, wow, it was huge.
That is very thinking now rather than what the entire year was. There's been a lot of interesting stories in wrestling.
Oh, I've looked back.
There have been huge stories in wrestling. You know, I like Omega's pick of Chris Jericho, though. The thing about Y2J, we've bitched and complained about part-timers coming in, earning a paycheck, and fucking off again. Jericho is a full-time part-timer. He commits 100% when he comes back, and he doesn't take the easy road. He works a full schedule before he leaves to go do his own things. That's another reason to praise Chris Jericho, don't you think?
Oh yeah,
absolutely. But he's not my story of the year.
Before you say what yours is, I would argue about Jericho just for the simple fact it feels like the bigger impact of the bigger story is him wrestling in New Japan, and that happened this year.
At the end of the year,
I don't even think it's that. I mean, you don't get to that moment without him actually showing up first.
He did show up and make the challenge in 2017. Does that count?
It counts, but I think his impact felt more this year than last year. That's all my counter argument to that is. But what are yours, Tim?
The biggest story didn't happen in the ring for me. It was the Ric Flair health scare. That was huge, gigantic. We almost lost the wheeling, dealing, kids stealing, high flying son of a gun. That was a very, very frightening moment. And, you know, thank the powers that be, whether you're religious or you're like me, he's still with us. That was huge.
He's still Nation right now.
What's
still,
that?
He's still Nation.
Yeah, there you go. You know, and another huge story was Mauro Ranallo leaving the WWE thanks to JBL, but he comes back to work NXT, and mysteriously JBL decides that it's time for him to move on. Interesting, don't you think? That's a huge story.
That is.
But yeah, go ahead. My top one is Ric Flair. I mean, that's absolutely massive. We gave away two copies of his biography. If you guys get a chance to read it, I strongly, highly, really forcefully recommend you read it.
Yeah, the dual biography of Charlotte and Ric Flair. Intern, you have a story of the year?
Yeah. For me, one of the big stories, which started a little earlier in the year but carried on throughout, the return of Angle and Hardys to WWE. Hardys we kind of thought may happen, but Angle returning and even returning in the ring was a bit of a shock.
I thought Kurt would have shown up at Survivor Series because of the video game. Who knew he was going to be into the Hall of Fame and now weekly character?
And then put into, what was it, TLC?
TLC because of the mumps.
I know it was the injury or the sickness, but getting Kurt back in the ring as part of the Shield, essentially.
And that was a big story, the mumps forcing WWE to change a pay-per-view 2 days beforehand. That never happened.
Ending up with a dream match out of it.
Yeah. So, a lot of stuff happened. This is the best way to put it. Now the question lies, who was the MVP of WWE this year? Mike?
I really 2017, I hate to say it, AJ Styles. In just one whole year alone. he did what he wanted to do in 2017. It was AJ Styles' year.
Two-time U.S. champion.
Two-time.
WWE champion.
WWE champion.
He
main evented with SummerSlam. Was it SummerSlam in the main event?
He fought John Cena in the Royal Rumble. Shane McMahon at WrestleMania. He fought Brock Lesnar at Survivor Series. Just saying.
Need we say more?
Omega?
I'm going to concur with that. I mean, just aside from just having so many huge matches, you got to look at the schedule the guy kept in order to actually do that. He had some ridiculous scheduling over the year and not only held up, but put on phenomenal matches, which you would expect from the phenomenal one. You know, you mentioned, you know, changing up a pay-per-view 2 days prior and getting dream matches as a result. You know, just out of the blue, hey, we need you to come work with Finn Balor.
Okay.
Oh, let me fly up from Brazil just so I can make
it. Yeah, let me fly up from Brazil and put on a potential match of the year for you. I can't say anything bad about the guy for the year. He was incredible.
If this was Wrestler of the Year, I would totally give it to AJ Styles. MVP for me, every week he's on TV, I'm entertained by Braun Strowman. His pure path of destruction this entire year, it's been so much fun to watch. He would be mine. Would he be yours, Tim?
Are you trying to, like, get in my head and camp in there or something?
No.
Because Braun happened to be my pick. And you basically covered most of the reasons why I wanted to pick Braun. But, you know, the battles he's had with Roman Reigns are the battles that put him over, whether he was supposed to be a heel or not, is somewhat incidental, to tell you the truth. Because those matches with Roman put Braun over as the fan favorite.
Even if it wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. It may not have supposed to have been that way, but it sure fucking turned out that way.
So, two of us went one way, two of us went another. In turn?
Both of those are really good picks, and I would normally go with that. I'll go a different route and go with someone who I want to say started the year coming off of an injury, if I remember correctly.
Maybe, maybe not. Let's find out what you're talking about.
Or he got injured very early in the year and came back quickly enough for the biggest show of the year and has since just been consistently good week in and week out. Seth Rollins.
Yeah, I can't argue that one.
The fact that he came back as quick as he did after the knee injury with Joe and put on a hell of a match at Mania and then just, like I said, consistently week in and week out, performs well.
Mm-hmm.
And he's making Jason Jordan matches watchable right now.
That is a superhuman feat in its own right.
Which now leads to the most shocking moment in WWE, which is what? Tim.
Goldberg winning over Brock in 20 seconds. That was like, oh my god. Sure,
no.
You got Jinder wins the championship.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Minute 20.
Or a minute 20,
no.
Sorry.
Goldberg.
What? 16.
That's 16. What's listed is Goldberg winning WWE Championship in 20 seconds from Kevin Owens.
Well, yeah, okay, no, well, but still, him winning in the minute 16 over Brock.
That was the previous year, though.
That was previous year? Oh, shit!
That's what I'm saying. That was
I thought it was like the beginning of 2017.
No,
God damn it.
It was Survivor Series 2016.
Shit! I thought that happened at the beginning of 2017.
No.
They all just blend together, don't they, Tim?
Shit, everything blends together, man. This is what happens when you snort apple cinnamon fragrance. I'll tell you, it just fucks your brain up, kids. Drugs are bad, okay? Oh, seriously, I thought that was the beginning of 2017. Fuck.
Should I come back to you then?
Yeah, I got to reevaluate my most shocking moment.
Omega.
See, this is where I had Ric Flair. It's like, yeah, and Tim mentioned it before. It's just, you know, aside from just the shock of getting the news, it's just, just holding your breath and waiting and finding out if he's okay or not. Because we were very scared about the kind of show we were going to have to come on and actually report.
Yeah.
That was not a fun week for any of us.
No.
It really was not.
Which one was this?
Ric Flair's health scare.
Yeah. That was a quiet week.
What was your most shocking moment, Mike? There's a very obvious one.
What, besides the Hardys coming to WrestleMania?
Jinder Mahal as your reigning and defending WWE
shocking.
It was a thing.
Says the guy who knows him.
There was no way.
Don't accuse me of insider information, even though I have it.
There was no way.
Whatever, Martha.
Wow. Martha! Oh! That hurt.
Go get a lawyer and defend yourself.
You know what? I don't like it. I'm going to get on the internet and complain.
No one thought Jinder was going to be WWE champion.
Doesn't make it shocking. Just makes it stupid.
He said it. I didn't.
I didn't either.
I don't know what you're talking about. There's no proof that I said shit. Yeah.
Enzo Amore also won a belt before Big Cass.
And there goes the there goes the shocking moment. Enzo Amore winning the cruiserweight. Cruiserweight? I'm sorry, Jinder Mahal, I can manage.
Can you?
Yes.
You drank
but
a lot.
But that motherfucker. Sorry, didn't try Enzo? To put words in your mouth.
Enzo? Over Neville?
But you all loved Enzo at the beginning of last year.
Correction. I never said I liked Enzo.
You never didn't say it.
Technically, I didn't speak anything positive about him.
Okay, no, now you're just busting semantics, motherfucker.
No, I'm not. First of all, how have you been in WWE, NXT, for such a long time? You were over. You were going somewhere. You were big. You didn't win the tag team titles.
Booking.
He must
he
not
had
have
that
did something like
weight around it called Big Cass.
Yeah, I don't think it was Big Cass.
Cass is holding him back, goddammit.
Fuck that. I believe that. Yeah. Enzo.
Intern? I can give you
said
some,
with despair.
I can give you some options.
Oh God!
The Festival of Friendship.
I don't know if that was necessarily shocking as much as it was one of the most entertaining moments. We all knew that the turn was coming.
Roman
we
Reigns.
We were all kind of looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. There was also Roman Reigns' attempt at murder.
I almost went with that of Roman Reigns trying to kill Braun Strowman. This was just not a good year for Strowman's health in general, because not only was he attempted murder via ambulance, but he was also attempted murder via garbage chute.
Yeah.
They beat the heel out of him.
He started
he's already that way.
And hey, he started this year with a flu.
Yeah, God.
He also turned over an ambulance this year. If we all remember
yeah,
that.
he flipped the ambulance with help.
Look, it's better the flu than the mumps.
Enzo had the flu too. So anyway, Tim, do you have one?
Oh,
he's still thinking. All right, intern, what was yours? Are you gonna say Jinder?
I would say Jinder, but actually, you know what? One of the shocking things that I'll go with is that they're actually doing something and something interesting with Sami Zayn coming off of the heel turn at Hell in the Cell.
Okay.
We've been waiting for a while for them to kind of do something with him, and it took Shane McMahon beating up his friend and attempting to kill him off the top of the cell for Sami to make the turn and become relevant almost in the eyes of the WWE.
Mm-hmm. Tim?
Can I decide my biggest mark out moment as the biggest shock?
Sure.
Okay, it was the Hardys showing up at Mania. I did mark out. I called it. I knew it was going to happen. I still marked out when that music hit.
Female wrestler of the year is Mike. No, that's the answer, Mike.
I thought he was a dude.
Mike is the female wrestler of the year? What?
No. Female wrestler of the year.
Okay, let me help you out. She has breasts.
I mean, no shit, Sherlock.
but are they big or are they
not
small?
Bailey.
Yeah, so that leaves Bailey out.
Hey, gorgeous and cute as hell, but...
She just hugged her boobs right away.
Asuka.
Shocking.
No.
Not really. Oh my God.
Sarcasm.
Yeah.
Nowhere to be found.
Alexa Bliss.
I would concur on that one.
She, you know, that's the girl who stabilized the women's division on Raw after utter havoc. for 5 foot nothing girl, she's done tremendous things with that belt.
She's been a solid
performer.
She could do a lot of.
Yeah, no, don't even say that, Mike, because that just makes me even more of a dirty old man. Don't.
Turn the page.
Because I was already thinking it.
Turn the page to Tim.
Here's the preemptive. It's Alexa Bliss, hands down. That's all there is to it.
In turn?
Officially, I would say Alexa, just to be a little bit different as always. Another consistent performer, Sasha.
Yeah.
Mm.
Surprise didn't say Natty. Tim didn't say Natty. She won the belt this year.
Because her versus Naomi was good. SummerSlam. I think we'll watch that too.
I will admit it was surprisingly better than I expected.
Natty's a good ring general.
So that surprised you.
Natty will make almost anybody look good.
So that surprised you in a good way, Tim, but what disappointed you? Who was the disappointment of the year? What wrestler?
You're really going to ask me that?
I'm really going to ask you that.
Dolph Ziggler. Find some that works for this mofo or cut him loose. Jesus. Somebody that we had really, really high hopes on just, 5 years ago, right? 4 years ago. Oh, my God. It was 4 years ago now.
It was 2012, 5 years ago.
So, yeah, it was, five coming up on six, but.
And then again in 2014.
Yeah. And, what they've been doing lately just isn't working for them.
Mike?
James Ellsworth. No, but seriously.
Something got to be wrong with you if you get dumped by Carmella.
I mean, yeah.
Attaboy.
How you doing, Big Cass?
Yeah, all of his photos are off her Instagram.
Just saying.
Yeah. Biggest disappointing, actually, you know what? It was Big Cass. It's a tie between Big Cass and James Ellsworth. I really had high hopes for Big Cass, but then...
Somebody give that boy a glass of milk. He needs the calcium.
Yeah.
Omega.
Jason fucking Jordan.
Oh, WWE messed that up. He went to Raw.
Got the mother of all pushes that any young athlete, any young wrestler would kill for.
Too early.
And he shows up week after week with the personality of a mayonnaise jar.
But it's too early. It was too early, I believed.
Well, part of the fault is WWE, is absolutely. But when you put someone in that role, of course they're going to disappoint.
He should have stuck. Well, he should have stayed with Jack.
Should stay with Gable. Like, yeah, American Alpha was doing great. America, they were doing fine.
Until Shelton Benjamin came along. Not knocking him.
Gable literally, they literally just replaced his African-American friend. It's like a TV show just like randomly switching actors on you. Oh, it's man. Like, you know who he is? No. Chad Gable is Robert Downey Jr. And between movies, they switched up fucking War Machine.
Omega. Just now did that with Seth Rollins. He's now Chad Gable to the Jason Jordan on Raw. Same. Guy with long hair. White guy. Saying.
Burn it down. I mean, what? Anyway. About to burn
desperately
it down.
Try to get this fucker over.
Yeah, I just have a comment for Omega. As far as Iron Man is concerned, they arguably replaced him with a better War Machine.
Oh, not arguing.
No, it's not.
For me, disappointing wrestler of the year, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh, that's painful truth.
Yes,
come
on. It's at Wild Talk Radio, so make sure you comment below, because it's true. Look at his main roster run. He lost twice to Jinder Mahal on pay-per-view, and the matches sucked.
I am not going to lay that on Shinsuke. I'm going to lay that on shitty, disappointing booking. It's not Shinsuke's fault.
He also had bad matches with Baron Corbin and Dolph Ziggler.
Baron Corbin, need I say more?
That's my pick for most disappointing. Right there.
Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin. I can't argue that.
Not that I had expectations for him, but the fact that WWE did. Just think, start of the year, they had him in the Elimination Chamber with a bunch of main eventers. They gave him the Money in the Bank contract, which is a surefire, you're supposed to get the title, and he fucked it up. And now...
It's like sucking.
And then they gave him the mid-card belt and go, okay, let's see you run with this, and he fell dead in the water as well. Now he's fucking Jack Swagger of all people.
Stop it.
What? Tell me I'm wrong. Yeah, that's what I thought.
My thing is, all he had to do was keep his mouth shut. If he wasn't such a Twitter bully... Couldn't have kept his mouth shut.
Be a star.
Then be a Twitter bitch.
It's the fact that his matches were fucking horrible.
Well, whoever gave him the call up was... Yeah. The only thing that he did good was win the Andre the Giant Memorial. I'm sorry. He needed some more work in NXT.
Unlike Nia Jax, he didn't get better through hard work when he got up here.
No, Nia Jax did not get the right push that she deserved
roster. Well, no, she was also brought up too early, but at least she worked her ass off. Baron Corbin worked his mouth off.
I was about to say, do you know who her family is? Just saying.
Yeah, she's in the Maui. I know that.
Once at Flames Forums.
Whoa. I said nothing inflammatory. Jesus. Not this time.
He's just trying to help you sell some books. That's all at Flames Forums.
Yeah, sure, we'll go with that one.
Nia, WWE really messed her up, and I think it was bad. And then another, are we really going to do this? Another disappointing one, honestly, hate to say it, Bayley.
Do it.
Yeah. Again, that comes down to just terrible booking. Raw's writers literally have no idea what to do with her or have any concept of what made her special in NXT.
So are we doing are we doing disappointed wrestler? All right, Jimmy Jacobs.
He's a writer, not a wrestler.
My point exactly.
Okay, next year, we're going to put a new category in there, most disappointing booking.
WWE.
Yeah, biggest disappointment of the year, WWE booking.
WWE had and I keep saying this to a lot of people, WWE had a hit and miss. More misses than hits.
No, they had a lot more hits than misses.
Name three.
We had the rise of Braun Strowman. We had
accidental.
No, damn. Not accidental.
Accidental.
That was
not accidental. That's calculated. Booked. That's booked.
Roman Reigns.
The Shield.
Alexa Bliss. There's your three.
Alexa Bliss works her ass off.
Samoa Joe.
Which is a pity.
Joe dropped.
Look at that booty.
Dropped the ball. I'm sorry.
No, Samoa Joe got hurt. Right after SummerSlam, he got hurt. But Samoa Joe has delivered every time in the ring.
Samoa Joe delivers, period. So and now, there's and nothing he's, disappointing there.
And he's been on the main roster since February. He's already a consistent main eventer. I say that's well done booking.
Apollo Crews, disappointment.
No one cares.
That's
my point exactly.
Kind of disappointing.
Is it though?
I won the main roster. Disappointing.
But here's the thing. I'll
that more gay.
And make it so bad. I want to say Bray Wyatt, but I can't blame Bray Wyatt. I gotta blame booking.
I'll give you a positive for Apollo Crews. At least he has some partners now.
In a modern three-man day band.
Job squad.
It's better than sitting in the back eating catering like Heath Slater and Rhino.
Hey, they got kids.
And they're doing all the
eating. Rhino's gimmick literally was the catering table for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
All right, moving on from disappointing. Tag team in WWE was who?
Oh, it's just WWE? Fuck.
Well, you can check NXT as well in the...
That is the WWE Universe, yeah. So go ahead, Mike.
Them guys.
Right. Best tag team? Usos.
Omega.
The Bar. If it wasn't just for being consistently entertaining, Cesaro, front teeth, finish match.
Yep.
That's because Cesaro is like, Swiss. He needs a world title.
Remember when that happened, Omega? We all thought that he broke his teeth off.
Yeah.
They got shoved up into his
Which
skull,
is
for Christ's
sake. Worse.
And he still finished the match.
Do you know how many other
cyborgs
Do you know how many times? Do you know how many other organizations he's worked with? That's probably like, oh, this is all right. CZW, ROH. Come on, guys.
That's just okay. That's more than a laceration, dude.
I know. That adrenaline probably killed him after he got in the back.
You think of how bad it hurts for like getting a root canal or some shit like that.
I just
now this is a double sudden root canal.
Yep, I remember the look on his face like immediately after it happened. Both of his hands there, he's got his upper lip up above it, and it's just you could see it. It's like, oh my god, this hurts so bad. This is like if you've ever had such intense tooth pain that you've needed a root canal.
Yeah.
All you got to do is take that pain and multiply it by 10.
He got that adrenaline that got him good, man.
5 for each tooth, I'll tell you.
In an unrelated note, but sort of related, apparently there was an internet rumor today about Sheamus that he died.
Another one?
They thought he died in a car crash. That's a thing.
He blew his mind out in a car.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't notice the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was from the House of Lords.
Tim, your tag team is?
The Beatles, apparently. God, that's tough. It's hard for me to go against the Bar for that one, really.
Intern?
I want to say the Bar for the fact that they were put together for the reason of we don't have anything to do with these guys, so let's just slap them together and
see what happens.
There you go. Yeah, and they've turned into one of the most entertaining groups there is. But honestly, I think one of the teams that has carried its brand has to be the Usos.
Yeah.
With them and the New Day and the matches that they had, And I mean, this comes on the heels of WWE splitting up so many tag teams that it was like, these are the only two guys we have. But they put together some entertaining matchups. And truth be told, I honestly thought their New Day-ish gimmick would just flounder. But it actually seems to be...
Day one ish.
Decent with the fans.
Still have no idea what that means.
Yeah, still don't know what the fuck it is, but apparently people are still willing to go, okay.
Basically, they've been here since day one. Never split. It's it's just day one. It's a day one. It's day one shit. Since, you know, WWE and Tustin ain't that good of friends. But, yeah.
I'm going to throw an honorable mention to the Authors of Pain. They went from guys we don't want to see to having really good matches the entire year in NXT.
Truth.
Biggest title win was what, Omega?
It hurts.
Say it.
Oh, it hurts.
You're going to say what I'm thinking.
It fucking hurts.
You're
going to
say what I'm planning. You're going to say what I'm planning.
Jinder goddamn Mahal. Yep. But talk about changing the whole fucking paradigm. I mean, we want to talk about WWE never gives the chance to the young guys. They never give anyone a chance, you know, outside of like their, you know, their faithful guys have been around for 10 years plus. And then they just throw the world title on Jinder Mahal just to see if he can run with it. Change the whole face of SmackDown.
You know, he wasn't the only one that who just came in and on his, you know, first title shot, he won. There's another guy.
Who's that?
Well, this ain't 2017, but...
Well, we're talking about 2017.
Oh, well, it happened 10 years ago, so, yeah. Fuck, was it 10 years ago? No, it wasn't. Take that back.
What at? What at?
There's there's a few that have come in and just won right off the bat. You got Santino Marella. You got...
No. The big one. The big one. The big one. I'm about to say, if we're going to be technical, yeah, Gail Kim. Santino Marella.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you say David Arquette, so help me God.
And that was the day WCW died.
It was dead long before then.
Finger poke. That just turned it into The Walking Doom. Dead. Yeah. Before that was the thing.
It was life support. Anyway, well, yeah.
Is that your biggest title win too, Mike?
Jinder Mahal.
Because it was number 16, John Cena winning the WWE Championship.
Blip.
Tim.
Blip. John Cena is a blip. It was Jinder.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Bray Wyatt for becoming WWE Champion in turn.
I have two. It's a tie. One was biggest win followed by most disappointing loss as Bray Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he won the title and then just whatever fuck they did.
Was that last year?
Yes, because it was at Elimination Chamber that I was at. It was February last year.
Yeah. He was WWE Champion at WrestleMania.
Because Orton won the Royal Rumble, and that set up the match at Mania.
And it sucked because I hated that they made him a transitional champion.
The worms got to him.
The maggots, yeah. The worms, the whatever the fuck was projected on the ring.
Yeah, the worms got to Sister Abigail too, but you know.
Yeah, you know.
Well, she's dead, so yes.
The other title win.
Are we sure,
because
Omega?
I don't think anyone really anticipated it.
Hold on, before you go there, Omega. Are we sure she's dead? Are we sure?
They haven't hired anybody to play her yet.
Well, don't worry, Bray still has to fight Balor.
Don't worry, Rosemary will be there soon.
Anyway, go ahead.
The other one, we touched on it earlier, and I think it's surprising because no one thought it would happen.
Oh no.
How you doing?
Yeah.
If someone had told you Enzo Amore would be a champion in 2017, you would have laughed at him.
On that same note, Neville winning and holding it for 9 months, that was a big win for him until he quit. That was big. Tim?
What do you want?
Title win of the year?
I thought I had already expressed my pick by backing up everybody who picked Jinder Mahal for the title win of the year.
This is the part where we continue, Rock.
Microphone broke, so yeah, there you go. Anyway, yeah.
Oh, good timing.
Excellent timing. Yeah, yeah, I suppose I should expand on this now and just like kill some dead air. How much does it hurt that it was that we're all picking gender? Well, except for intern.
Now, feud of the year.
What the hell happened to you? Did you fix your microphone?
Yeah, why?
Why what?
Why? I said be right back for a second. Feud of the year, Tim.
I'm not telling.
Why not?
Because it's a secret.
What's the point of this segment is to tell.
Okay. Well, Kevin Owens versus Shane McMahon was a hell of a great feud, but feud of the year goes to Roman Braun, and specifically for why I picked Braun as MVP. Roman put Braun over.
Omega.
So this is where I start playing favorites. Okada and Omega. I mean, it's a non-WWE feud that made the rounds in every wrestling website and every dirt sheet. It was that big of a deal. And to start off with the six-star match.
Supposedly.
And then to supposedly improve upon it. It's not just that the matches were that good. It's the fact that they had three of them and they maintained it. Like, it wasn't a fluke that they put together one of the best matches you could see.
And them matches were not short.
No. Like, over 40 minutes the first time. Not like, exactly. one hour draw the second. Like, it's the fact that not only was it such a hot feud that it expanded beyond just, like, the WWE realm and actually got enough attention.
Definitely.
Is the fact that the matches that came from the feud were so fucking good and consistently good.
Mike?
Non-WWE, I would have to say Okada, Omega. WWE, Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns, because it was hilarious when Braun Strowman, out of nowhere, I'm not finished with you. Best trolling that he's ever done. Oh, no, I'm not finished with you. So amazing.
I throw New Day versus Usos out there. Intern throws what out there?
Tim sort of stole my thunder. But just for the longevity of the feud, Owens versus the McMahons in general.
So DX 2.0 versus the McMahons.
Not exactly.
I wouldn't go there.
Yes. Yeah, Sammy wasn't in the mix when he bloodied Vince.
Right.
But yeah, just for the length of Owens being the anti-establishment kind of guy, taking on the McMahons and just what came from it and what is still going on moving forward. I think it's one of the big feuds of the company.
There you go. Event of the year in WWE, Omega.
Shit, hang on.
We all go to the internet right now.
No, because I was about to say it too, Omega. Don't worry about it. Wrestle Kingdom.
Okay, in WWE? I think at that point I have to cop out and say WrestleMania 33. I mean, I got to see Bayley defend a championship on the biggest arena there is. Yeah, I got, maybe Taker retired? Like, I don't know. Still don't know.
Not any of the takeovers?
I was going to say Takeover Chicago.
Fuck.
Shit, who won the Rumble last year?
Orton.
fuck, that's right.
Tim?
Well, it wasn't the Rumble last year. WrestleMania. I'm picking WrestleMania was the event of the year. I mean, I love the fact they brought back War Games. I was disappointed that they gave it to NXT instead of putting it on the main roster. Not to belittle NXT. I don't mean to come across that way, and I hope it doesn't. War Games was, you know, I'd give War Games an 8 out of 10. But it's WrestleMania. So much shit got set up and put to bed at the, on the same night. And I just found it to be a very entertaining special event.
Yeah. Yeah, we had the Hardy Boys come back.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins just barely make it back in time from injury. You know, we had a fucking wedding proposal.
She said yes!
I'm just going to throw out NXT TakeOver Orlando. We had Rude and Shinsuke, Asuka and Ember. Debut of Aleister Black. And we had the Revival, DIY, and the Authors of Pain.
Oh, no, fuck. TakeOver Orlando was also very... That's my very close number two.
So, there you go on that one. And then... match of the year. Okay. Besides a six-star whatever...
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Because, like, I know that's the go-to.
Put the keyboards away.
Come at me. AJ Cena was better than the Wrestle Kingdom match. Come at me. At Wild Talk Radio.
Sure.
Tim, what's your match of the year?
Oh, it's AJ versus Brock. I mean, that one was like, holy fuck, is this good? It had me riveted. I enjoyed that match from bell to bell. It was great.
Intern.
A match just by itself, not with anything that followed after it, just yep. Because it was put on 2 days, it was made 2 days earlier, AJ Balor.
Yes, Lord.
Mm. Dream match. Good pick.
Mike?
First of all, event of the year, Elimination Chamber. Match
did
of the
nobody
year?
Ask you what the event of the year was? Were you skipped?
Nah. Yeah, but it's cool.
Rock?
It's fine. It's fine. Don't even worry about it.
No, he's starting to be too much like I was.
Then starting next week, you can take back hosting duties on the show full time.
I got quiet. Match of the year? Wow.
Yeah, I missed you too, Mike. Thanks.
Oh shit, I forgot one.
Fuck. And I want to, and I'm giving this credit when credit is due. DIY versus AOP versus the Revival.
Oh, sure. It couldn't be a third an acronym, could it?
I know.
Acronym.
Because those three teams put that heart and soul in that match.
But Mike.
Yes?
You've been saying for months, fuck the Revival.
Of course. But I love the Revival.
But you're putting them over. Like, you're putting them over, but fuck the Revival. Like,
I know, but fuck the Revival still. Just to see someone else, like, you're seeing a lot of combinations, and it was the best spot was people using different finishers. Shatter Machine. Meet me in the middle. And then the Super Collider. Yeah. To me, that was match of the year in my book. Because I like tag team wrestling. Playa.
Omega. Not versus Okada.
You won't let me pick the real winner.
Because it's not. Come at me.
I will.
Juice Robinson versus
Get your
Kenny
address.
Omega. I'm about to say I could.
You know what? I will throw on to NXT because I fucking love the War Games match.
Yeah,
that was
pretty good.
Beautiful carnage.
Do we only have one bleeding? One blood?
I love, not only because in the same way that you could pick AJ and Balor, because it was such short notice and the shock of the dream match happening was very fresh. NXT, like the War Games match itself, went in with so many like, oh, but there's no roof on it. But the tag team thing is weird and they don't normally do that in War Games. Like, there was actually a lowered expectation because, well, they haven't done this in a long time. WWE's never done War Games. They're changing a bunch of things up. Hey, this isn't going to work. And then it fucking worked.
Mm-hmm.
A close second? Tyler Bate? Pete Dunne?
UK I was Tyler? About to say that one.
Yeah.
Good lord. That was a lot of hard hitting.
Those boys tried to kill each other in the ring, and it was beautiful.
So, that was the year that was.
What's going to happen in the year that is?
We're going to predict that here in a second, but Intern has some stats for us.
Stat? Oh, you mean the picks from last year?
Yes, the picks from last year.
Okay. So, we're going to start off at the...
laugh.
We're going to... Someone actually did fairly well, I will say. So, we'll start off with the Developmental League. NXT tag titles. Omega and Mike had Sanity, which was almost there.
Almost.
Almost.
If it weren't for that last NXT of the year, and Tim had a tag team that is not around anymore in DIY.
Yeah, figures.
NXT women's title. Omega, congratulations, Ember Moon.
Yay, literally the only choice.
Mike,
mm-hmm. You
have someone that got called up to the main roster in Liv Morgan.
Mm.
And Tim had someone who was somewhat of a player throughout the entire year, Billy Kay.
I'd like Tim's for the NXT title because I can technically give it to him.
To be fair, no, he was already there. So, no, it doesn't count.
But we forgot
what?
About
what?
Him. We forgot
what?
About him.
All no, right. No. He was there. He counts. It doesn't matter for him.
I was making half a joke. Anyway, what is it? Go for NXT title.
NXT title. Omega was ever the optimist with Hideo Itami. Mike had Ty Dillinger, who got called up to the main roster. And Tim had, quote, somebody we don't know yet.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
I actually did, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
so
that.
So, technically, I get that one.
No, because
shit.
Almas was part of the roster.
Yeah,
he was,
we knew Almas.
Yeah,
he got his head kicked off by Aleister Black in, like, the first takeover of the year. So, yeah. Cruiserweight title. Omega had the longest running champion in Neville, but not at the end of the year.
Yeah, thanks for pulling the punk.
Mike had Cedric Alexander, and Tim had the Game Boy himself, TJ Perkins.
What is TJ Perkins doing with himself nowadays?
He showed back up on 205 Live last week.
Oh, okay.
Could have picked him, could have been a sleeper. Anyway, next.
Nah. Okay, SmackDown titles. SmackDown women's title, Omega, Carmella. Mike, Mickie James. Tim, Becky Lynch.
Shit.
No points there.
Just trying to show Becky some love.
SmackDown tag titles. Mike with American Alpha.
Nope.
Tim with the Revival. Wrong brand.
Nope.
And Omega again with a winner here in the Usos.
Fuck Omega's man. Starting to look like he did good, fucker.
Yeah, this next pick didn't go so well for him, though. U.S. title. Tim, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Shut up.
Mike, Sami Zayn.
What?
You had Sami Zayn picked for the U.S. title last year.
Ooh.
And Omega, he's 7 foot tall and you can't teach that. Big ass.
Well,
you see, what
no one's
going to
win because nobody's the champion.
What had happened was, and for the WWE title, Tim had The Miz.
Wrong I brand. Did? Wow.
Yes, you did. Mike had James Ellsworth.
Hey, just to be an
remember
asshole.
That.
I'm
asshole.
The optimist.
To be fair, I think he had more chance at the SmackDown Women's title than he had the WWE title.
Miz was on Raw when I made my pick, so there.
And in keeping the trend going, Omega had AJ Styles.
Fuck you.
And Miz was on SmackDown when you made your pick, Tim.
Yeah.
Oh, so it wasn't too bad. Raw Women's title, everyone had the same person, and it did not turn out well. Bayley.
Keep going, it gets better.
Oh god, I just saw something.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Raw tag team titles. Mike, Enzo, and Cass.
Oh god. Oh
Jim
god.
And Omega, the club.
I put too much faith in them niggas. Go ahead.
Tim and Omega, the club.
They try.
Intercontinental title.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Omega, Dean Ambrose. Well, not bad. You had the right faction, just the wrong member. Mike and Tim.
Oh, God.
Dolph Ziggler.
For what?
Intercontinental title.
Well, fuck that.
You see, what happened was.
What happened was, wrong title. Wrong show. Anyway. Mm-hmm.
WWE.
Yeah, but it was the right show when we made the picks.
Universal title. Omega and Tim, Finn Balor.
Oops.
Mike.
Not over enough.
Samoa Joe. Ugh. No one had Brock Lesnar hanging on for this long.
Well, WWE logic now.
And finally, in the extra picks that were made, biggest signing, Omega and Tim, Kurt Angle.
Yay!
Mike, Cody Rhodes.
What? God, I was drunk that night.
You wanted him back, and it didn't work out.
God, and he lost.
That's okay. That's okay, Mike. I got a big ass bottle of Bailey's for Christmas, and guess what I'm drinking?
I don't want to hear the word Bailey.
Bailey's Irish Cream, baby.
Okay.
That's even. Oh God.
That's even
no,
worse.
That his name like, is, like, no. His name's Finn.
Bailey's an Irish American. Shut up.
Breakout year. Depending on how you go with this, Tim had Bobby Roode.
Okay.
All right.
Not bad.
Gets a point.
Mike, Sami Zayn.
Half a point. Half a point.
Omega. Fuck off. Which is justified by Rolling Stone, I believe. The Miz.
Superstar of the year. Is gets a full point on that one.
After talking smack,
the stuff with Cena, the Intercontinental title reign, Miz, yeah.
Yeah. And released. Tim, you thought Paige was gone.
I was kind of positive about all the shit going through.
She is now the leader of an entire faction on Raw.
I should have fucking picked Emma.
Mike, Zack Ryder, who is still hanging on.
By a thread, do you hear me? A thread.
And your winner for released, Omega, with the all-American American, Jack Swagger.
The one time he made me happy.
So now we ask the question, who gets released in 2018, Omega?
Ooh, where's the leftovers from our draft?
Quick, pull up the paperwork.
Hawkins.
Good choice, man.
Tim?
I kind of hope it's Baron Corbin, but do I want to pick him?
Sure, why not?
Mojo Rawley.
Mike?
Leo Rush.
Who will have the breakout
year? Water.
Yeah, who will have the breakout year, Mike?
Oh, fuck. Breakout years.
Pick somebody, damn it. Quit making noise.
Nigga, stop it.
You don't know me.
I don't. Ew. I'm going to actually, you know what? I'm going to have to go with. Oh, I can't. I really don't know. I'm going to pick somebody. I'm just going to go and say Bobby Roode.
Tim?
I'm going to say Roderick Strong.
Omega?
Ruby Riott.
Who will be the biggest signing in... Who will be the biggest signing in 2018? Omega?
God, who could be a big signing at this point? You know what? Based on the rumor mill, Bobby Lashley.
Tim?
Chris Jericho.
Mike?
But not for WWE.
Absolutely not. Wow.
You're number two?
Stop. Fuck off. Right. You're number two? James Storm.
All right. We'll do this quick. NXT Women's Champion at the end of the year will be who? Omega.
Kairi Sane.
Mike.
Kairi Sane.
Tim.
Kairi.
The NXT Tag Team Champions at the end of the year will be who, Mike?
Wow, I can't believe I'm about to get sick when I say this. Heavy Machinery.
Oh my god.
Street Profits.
Oh fuck, I forgot about them niggas.
Tim.
I was sticking with Sanity.
The NXT champion at the end of 2018 will be who, Tim?
Oh shit.
Someone we don't know yet?
No.
No, I did that last year, and I don't know if you guys awarded me a point or not.
I was trying to.
No.
I got out.
Well, how did I miss out?
We knew who he was.
Because Almas was already on the roster.
He was already on the roster. Cassius Ohno.
Mike.
Ricochet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I've got a gut feeling. Do I go with the gut feeling?
Before you do, Mike, that could have been your biggest signing. Just saying.
Could have.
Take your thumbs.
Oh my god.
Thumbs for the tummy.
Yeah, I'll give you one to laugh at if I'm reading the tea leaves correctly. Ciampa.
Fuck, I hate you, Rock.
What did I do? What did I do? I'm just sitting here.
Damn it.
I'm sitting here talking. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you did.
Cruiserweight champion at the end of 2018 will be who, Omega?
Jeez, flip a fucking coin.
Tommaso Ciampa.
You double down. I got.
Will there might be a right on one of these.
All right.
Cedric Alexander. Why not?
Mike.
Deo Tommy.
Tim.
I hate this one.
Because you don't know who anyone is.
Rock Star Spud.
No.
Actually?
Could be, if it's still even a brand.
That's what I was going to say. Will the Cruiserweight title still be around next year?
It may be, just sort of touring like the UK title that's once in a blue moon, or a purple moon at this point, right?
I'm going to say the Brian Kendrick.
The Raw Women's Champion will be who, Tim?
Somebody.
Who?
I don't know. Asuka.
Omega.
Yeah, Asuka.
Mike.
Asuka.
SmackDown's version of the women's title will be held by who? Mike.
Asuka. Because Royal Rumble, I'm sorry, you can either go to Raw or SmackDown, but I'm going to say Carmella.
Oh, my God.
Not a hope in hell.
Naomi.
Tim.
Sasha Banks.
The tag team champions of SmackDown Live will be who, Omega?
They break them up so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Which brand now?
SmackDown. Who would actually be left? Fuck it, New Day.
Mike.
Legend Brothers.
Tim.
Benjamin and Gable.
The tag team champions of Raw will be who, Mike?
AOP.
Omega.
The Bar.
Tim.
How long is Matt or Jeff out for?
Until after WrestleMania.
Well, that's long. Yeah, I'm going to give it to the Hardys.
The U.S. champion will be who? Tim.
Somebody. The U.S. champion. Fuck. I hate to say this, Bobby Roode.
Omega.
I hate to say this, Nakamura.
Mike.
Bobby Roode.
The Intercontinental Champion will be who, Mike?
Samoa Joe.
Omega.
The Miz.
it's the safest pick of all.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
He's got a baby due.
It means he'll be off for a little bit. He'll be back by the end of the year. Tim.
AJ Styles.
Who will be the WWE Champion at the end of the year, Mike?
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Omega.
Kevin Owens.
WWE Champion, Blue Brand, Shinsuke.
And your Universal Champion will be all together now.
Roman Reigns.
Hang on, so you got the old version of the script.
let's try this again.
He's going off last year's.
The Universal Champion will be who?
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns. When is Money in the Bank again?
June. July.
Oh, Roman Reigns.
Tim, you're going to go Roman?
He already said Roman, yeah.
Making sure. That's your 2018 predictions. We'll see how good they did in a year. But that's our show.
No, it's not.
It's not? What happened?
We're missing one thing.
What?
We're not doing the all-time greatest?
Not tonight.
It's almost 1 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, praise Jesus. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so glad that you guys have enjoyed this edition of WTR Sunday Night. This was amazing. Fuck the revival. Hopefully, apparently the spotlight is on this guy because apparently I'm supposed to be the golden boy to win this draft. But seeing as though this sabotage thing, I don't think so.
Blind Mark's bluff.
Dang.
May not be a sabotage.
We'll see.
Was like 2 times ago, man.
We'll see.
Yeah,
well, that's great. That's great. It all starts with tomorrow night's Raw. Are you guys going to watch?
The answer should be yes. We're all going to watch Raw. And what happens after Monday Night Raw?
Okay, now if you're all going to watch Raw, y'all got to come back to the wildtalkradio.com. Tune into the Raw post show.
11:10 p.m. Eastern. We'll talk everything that happens on Monday Night Raw as we gear up for Raw 25.
Mm. Oh, man. Returning with a vengeance. I said snap. It is WTR's...
WTR Championship Professional Wrestling.
That's what I was about to say, Championship Professional Wrestling on twitch.tv/rackradioshow.
We're trying something new with it. We're adding elements that we haven't had before into it. We'll see how it goes.
Last week was the first, the very first airing of the new format. A couple of bugs that will have been worked out, but overall, not too bad.
We answer the question, why, Mike, why? Tune in, twitch.tv/rackradioshow, 11:15 p.m. Eastern. You're supposed to segue now, Tim.
I was just about to. I was busy clearing my throat. Thursday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern. Another edition of The Wild. That's way down Saturday. It's the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack Radio Show with Lindsay Ward. You heard Lindsay earlier tonight. Get a whole dose of her. On Thursday,
we will have the NXT rundown, the SmackDown throwdown, all the news you can possibly handle. It's The Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Check out The Rack Extra Total Divas Season 7, Episode 8 now available. Episode 9 will be available on Thursday afternoon. You can follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Tumblr, Instagram, all under the brand Rack Radio Show.
Saturday night, midnight Eastern-ish. Or as close as they can get to it. Another edition of The Wild, The Wacky, The Unusual, The Quasi-Star Trek Freaks. CB Radio.
Out of all the week. No. This week, this past week, we did the Blame Robs of 2017. This week, we're doing breakfast cereals, and coming up in a few weeks, Porn Stars presented by Pornhub.com.
Wait till you hear this.
We're giving away a prize valued at $100. Want more details? Check out last night's episode of CB Radio.
You're just going to keep tonight's family-friendly show family-friendly and not tell them what the prize is, are you?
No one. I forget how I said it last night. I don't remember. It was so late if I said exactly what it was. But yeah, the prize is valued from Pornhub.com, $100. Check out CB Radio, CBRadioLive.com every Saturday night. Hashtag Blame Rob when a celebrity dies.
You want to win a $100 prize from Pornhub.com?
Think about it.
Yeah, I know one person who's probably going to start tuning in starting next Saturday.
There you go.
I don't mean me. Shut up.
Anyway.
Next Sunday night at 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain, it's another edition of WTR Sunday Night with Stock Radio as we resume normal programming after holiday breaks and shit like that, Russ. We'll talk stuff, so join us.
At Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. At WTR Sunday Night, facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night. facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network.
I think you covered Wild Talk Radio and WTR Sunday Night. Good for you. Follow me on the Twitters at Flames Forums, because I said so. You can always track down somebody named Rafael Fatali. If you want to know who the hell that is, ask Mike.
Oh, Jesus Christ, yeah. Anyway, I'm going to probably have to switch that back to Heartbreak Mike. Anyway, yes, you guys can add me on the Twitter page, the WTR.
I'm just start calling you Cookie.
Anyway.
Zoom. Anyway, go ahead.
Hit me up on the Twitter page, the WTR Oreo. I actually have a project later this month. I'm finally putting it to work. I'm doing a car show, PCW, Powerhouse Championship Wrestling. So if you got a PlayStation 4 and you got to create a wrestler, you know, come on down and let me see what you got. They may be on the roster, male or female. I'm also doing another project. You can add us on Facebook, Dragon Honor Wrestling. It is an all-female create a wrestler show. So, yes. Am I missing anything? No, I'm not missing anything. So, yeah, go ahead and do all that.
Omega.
Top of my... Top of Omega.
So, everything I do can generally be found under a single banner, unless you want to follow me over on Facebook, in which case you'll have to search for TJ Reviews. However, everywhere else you can find me under the moniker TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel where new content will be coming as I'm officially done with my holiday vacation. And for everything that YouTube does not appreciate, you can find it over at tjomega.net, pending a whole bunch of links that need to be fixed, because fuck, video hosting keeps breaking on me.
Send us home, Tim.
Well, I can't exactly do that yet, because I got a bit of an announcement for Calgary wrestling fans. We've got a lot of Alberta listeners. Two of them right now are listening live. I know that much. The wrestling fans, they attend shows when they can. Here's added incentive to attend the next Prairie Wrestling Alliance show. PWA out of Edmonton, also doing shows in Calgary once a month. The Man of Steel returns, everybody, from Stampede Wrestling. That's right. Chris Steele is back in PWA. So make sure you get your tickets for their next show. Maybe see you there.
Tim will post a link on his Twitter for more information.
Absolutely. And that said, I hope everybody has yourselves a great week, everybody. Buy lottery tickets, win, send me money so I can quit my job, and we'll be friends for life. That said, we'll catch you next Sunday night. Have a good week.
talkradio.com.